Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog, was a good friend of mine. I never understood a single word he said, but I helped him a drink his wine. And he always had some mighty fine wine. Singing joy.
One of the big hits, number one songs for Three Dog Night. Big pop band, late 60s and 70s. The lead singer, one of the three singers in Three Dog Night, Corey Wells, died at the age of 74 in upstate New York. Not sure what the cause of death was, but I'm betting some of it had to do with the way these guys sounded in the first place. Like they were pretty jazzed up most of the time, Joy.
I thought you did that just for me today.
What, this song?
Joy to the World.
Oh, of course. That would be ought to be your theme song.
Anthem, yeah.
Dr. Joy Brown here on the Good Day program. All right, what else do we have from Three Dog Night, Kara?
You're right. They always sounded like they were having a great time.
Yeah. Well, I think of all the three, I was never really a big fan of Three Dog Night, but being a disc jockey, I had to play their songs, and I think I like this one the best of any of them. Crank it up, Kara, for a second.
Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come.
Mama told me not to come.
Mama told me not to come.
Don't come. All right, so what else is it?
Corey Wells is actually the one who's singing lead on this one.
On this one, yeah.
And he said that Randy Newman wrote it, and he said Randy called him and said, I just want to thank you for putting my kids through college.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, you got one more? This is the portion of every hour where we focus on some musical tribute or a musical anecdote or something going on in the world of music. This is appropriate.
Baby, oh no, I chose this lonely life and see the street.
Any energy you have to work up to sing a song like this? Some people would say, my father would say, this isn't music. Frank Sinatra is music. All right, so let's change the focus from passing of Corey Wells and Three Dog Night to Halloween. This is one of those traditional Halloween songs. It doesn't sound scary, though, right?
I know it's strictly taboo.
Want to sing along with this, Joy?
Yeah, well, you know, I Three Dog Night, you can kind of, you know, let your inner terrible voice out. With Sinatra, you kind of got to keep a little quieter.
The poll today at DougStefan.com, where did you or will you get your Halloween pumpkin? I've been saying for two or three weeks since I read in one of my farm magazines that there's going to be a Halloween pumpkin shortage, or just a pumpkin shortage by the time we get to Thanksgiving because of the weather in various parts of the country where a lot of pumpkins are grown. So that's why we're asking you today, where'd you get your pumpkin? A local pumpkin patch. B, our farmer's market. C, grocery store. D, Walmart. E, other. F, I won't be getting a Halloween pumpkin. I'm not going to get a pumpkin. I can get them up the street from the farm, but I don't have, what do I want to get a pumpkin here for? Well, the only good thing that, the only use pumpkins serve for me was I feed them to the cows, because the cows love pumpkins and squash. And so they're all over the pasture, and every year there'd be pumpkin patches growing in the pasture from the seeds left over from before. All right, so what do we have here? Why are we playing the Purple People Eater?
Because you're so tough.
All right. So let's finish this off with Redbone and the Witch Queen of New Orleans, shall we, Kara? Our poll yesterday, do you dress your pets up for Halloween? Let's see, what's the story here? 26% said, yeah, they love it, and I do too. 25% said, sometimes I find really good pet costume. 24% said, I never dress up my pet. 23% said, I have before, but they don't like it. I think that's where my dog never liked being dressed up like that. It's 28
past. You dress up your cows?
That's why we put Christmas bows and things on them. That's about all. 28 after on Good Day.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Ah, good old pen and paper.
Did you know that it's been linked to a number of benefits for both your body and your mind?
Here's what studies have found.
Writing down information while learning helps you remember better.
Writing down your thoughts and feelings after a traumatic event makes both physical and emotional wounds heal faster.
Keeping a gratitude journal helps you feel happier and more optimistic.
Plus, a health and well-being study found those who wrote down a list of things they were grateful for before bed experienced longer and better sleep.
Next time you have something on your mind, don't type it. Sit down and write it. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, ladies, whom do men find more attractive? Women with long, medium, or short hair? Well, you may think this has to do with today's concept of beauty, but actually, there's some evidence that it involves brain wiring. Here's the science of it.
Give me a head with hair.
Reported in Psych Today, men rate women's faces framed by long and medium-length hair as more attractive. And if you're kind of slightly on the unattractive side, then you need to get the greatest beauty bounce. It has to do with youthful traits and the perceived fertility signal. It's an adaptive brain signal. We act as if longer hair is associated with health and fertility.
You should keep your hair like that. It's very slimming.
So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it worked for Rapunzel. Longer hair might just work for you. So, you got a question or a comment? Contact me at drbub.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.